This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Every month, the government tells us how many jobs are created and what the unemployment rate is. But even as the job market has improved, employee benefits have gone in the other direction as companies try to cut costs. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us now with more on that. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so over the last several years, Chris, ever since the recession, companies have been pulling back on benefits for workers. And I'm wondering if we are starting to reach a point where that will stop and maybe even some of those benefits will come back to employees.
I think you've hit on a really important change in corporate America. Let's call employee benefits the story in 2013 of the good, the bad, and the uncertain. Now, you just hit on the good. A lot of companies are maintaining their benefits, and they are also restoring them. Take the 401k, you know, the retirement savings plan for so many workers. Well, during the tough times, you know, some companies eliminated the match, you know, and that's where the real benefit from a 401k comes, when that company puts in, you put in 50 cents and they put in 50 cents. Wow, that's really great. Or they reduced it. Instead of being a 6% match, they cut it down to a 3% match. So what companies are doing is restoring that match. So I think really companies are restoring their benefits and they're maintaining their benefits for their employees. And that's a really critical part of the American safety net.
All right. Well, you said the good, the bad, and the uncertain. So what's the bad?
Well, the bad is you're going to have this health care plan. You're going to have this retirement savings plan. You're going to have, you know, various plans, but you're going to pay more for them. So one forecast, RAND Corporation, says, you know, within a decade, half of all health care plans are going to be high deductible healthcare plans. And companies are also doing little nicks like paid time off. So instead of sick days, vacation days, personal time, you get paid time off.
Paid time off, just putting it all in one big bank.
Absolutely. This is a popular, big, growing trend. Now, what's good for the employee is they have choice. They can decide, you know, I'm going to take this day off. You don't have to tell your boss why you're taking the day off. You just do it. But companies are also kind of taking advantage of the shift to maybe, you know, nick on your vacation time, maybe say, or tighten up on how many vacation days you could carry over to the next year, that type of thing. So again, you're just reducing the benefit slightly.
Well, so what about the uncertain?
Well, the uncertain is this is the year when companies have to take Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, seriously. We had the Supreme Court ruling. We had a presidential election. The clock is ticking. A lot of stuff happens in 2014. Now, I think for most employees and most companies, the net result for 2013 is going to be not much change. Nevertheless, they're going to be trying to figure it out.
Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.